This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says he tested positive for COVID-19. However, he has successfully overcome the disease. Lukashenko made the announcement Tuesday during a speech before the Interior Ministry troops, adding a new twist to a charged presidential election season in the former Soviet Republic, which is often referred to as the last dictatorship in Europe. Lukashenko said doctors believed he was asymptomatic. The Belarusian leader did not clarify when he became ill or provide access to his doctors. Observers noted that Lukashenko's schedule never abated from scheduled meetings in recent months, nor was he ever seen wearing a mask or taking other health precautions to avoid infecting others around him. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will travel to the U.S. state of North Carolina Wednesday. He'll promote the Trump administration's preference for in-person classes for school students this fall. The vice president said just last week that opening up schools again is the best thing for kids, and it's also the best thing for working families. Some of the largest school systems in the nation, including those in the cities of Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Houston, have already announced they will begin the academic year with only online classes. Scientists now say they understand why COVID-19 patients often lose their sense of smell and taste. The experts writing in the Journal of Science Advances said the coronavirus infiltrates the cells that provide major structural support to sensory neurons, the neurons that detect odors and send those messages to the brain. Since the sense of smell is linked to the sense of taste, the coronavirus also affects the ability to taste food. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.